Hallelujah. Good morning to all. God bless you. And may God bless those who are listening and bless also us. It's true, we are living in our time when we see all around us a man should be dispirited, but an earthly man, a man whom doesn't touch yet the grace of God or his blessings. That is what is about. When we're seeing this pestilence that is continuing to be manifest and scaring people, and it's the devil who's trying to scare people. Do you remember the story of Brother Branham? With the dog, there was that dog which was barking, and the dog represent the system, the church, the Catholic Church, and but all thought that. Then the Lord touched Brother Branham, and through faith also him, he started battling, and slowly then his voice was getting stronger than stronger, and as he was battling in his faith, in his position, he was then scaring the dog. And that dog was the devil who was trying to submit him. But we have to watch out during this time. And may the Lord help us to understand that in this last time, God is manifesting his people and his descendant, or the seed of God, is going to bruise the head of the serpent. God has put this enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And is God fighting in the midst of his church? He's the one fighting. If we follow him, he fights for us, but himself has already won the battle. He won it in that day of his death. And he can say, as is written in Corinthians, "O death, where is your victory?" For this reason, in the book of Proverbs, who acknowledged him in his ways, whom acknowledge God in his ways, is written in Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 6, I believe we have preached about this. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We do need this this health in our bones. We need it as we are getting old, and we need this refreshment to our bones. And then verse 9 is saying, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. We have to acknowledge God in all our ways. When we are tired, when we are afflicted, when we are in joy, in all ways we have to acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Then the Lord will bless us and will strengthen us, because the time in which we are living is sad and is evil. But we have to trust. We have to have this trust in the Lord. Job has said, what I feared come to pass in my life. And I've said to a brother, you have to ignore him, the devil. You have to ignore. When I'm saying ignoring, is I mean you have not to give weight to what the devil is doing. We have not to say the devil doesn't exist. The devil exists, but we have to ignore it. We are not fighting against the flesh and blood. We can see how Lord, when the devil has tempted him after 40 days of fasting, he ignored the devil. He put him aside. The devil was coming to attack him. He was quoting the scripture, but then the Lord was answering with the scripture. May God help us. Within us there is a key. Do you believe that? Let us read some passages of the scriptures. We see how the Lord is exalted Himself in the midst of His church. For this reason, there's that song which says, "The victory is mine. Everything around me can happen, but the victory is mine." May God strengthen our heart. Strengthen our heart in this life. It's true that we're passing through dangerous or perilous time. And Jesus has said, "Father, if it's possible, remove this cup from me. But not my will, but your will to be done." And God, the eternal Yahweh, has sent him an angel to strengthen him, and he rescued him spiritually. The angel rescued him. And who was that angel? Jesus himself has said, "I pray my Father and he will give me a myriad of angels and they can defend me, but I've come for this reason." And it was about that, him to suffer for you and me to have victory. For this reason, he has suffered. Just one has suffered for all of us to have victory now in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand. Let us stand. May God bless our heart and strengthen our life. We believe That's the Lord. Once again this morning, and there is Sister Angela following online, Sister Deborah, and also all the other brethren. May God bless them and strengthen us in our inside. Voice to you. Listen to my request. Jesus, Son of God. Listen to my request and come to my help, Jesus, Son of God. Hallelujah. Fill me of you. Fill us of you. Also this morning, may the Lord fill our heart. Let us bow down. We present ourselves before Him in the name of Jesus Christ, believing that He's in our midst according to His promise. And we believe with all our heart again this morning with in this promise, two or three gather in His name, in the name of Jesus Christ in our midst. Oh Lord, speaks to the hearts, reveals Your word, strengthen our faith, glorify Your name, for Your name is wonderful. The name of Jesus Christ, when all things around us, seems going ups and down, Lord is like in that ship. Lord, save us. Lord, save us. And You have said to the tempest, stop. Lord, speak this morning. Lord, we are listening what You have to say to our heart. Your servant are listening. May Thy blessing come in our midst, filling us with zeal and strengthening us. In all our ways, we acknowledge You. because you walk with us, and you have made us a promise that you won't leave us alone. Bless our brethren. You know our heart, and they are having trouble in walking in the way, but this morning we want to rest in thee, and we want to believe once again that this morning you are going to restore us. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, heal the sick. You don't change. You are still the same Jesus Christ. Heal the sick among your people where there are still trouble, unbelief. May you come and rescue us in the name of Jesus Christ, this wonderful name, to triumph in the midst of this world. And for the real testimony to be there that we are son and daughter of God, open our understanding and gives us the necessary key to open all the doors, gives us faith, a necessary faith. Thank you, Lord. To you belong praises, honor and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us read a passage in the scripture already in the prayer. It's true that we have spoken about the door, about wisdom, as we heard again this morning, and also as Brother Frank in Luke 11 verse 22 or 52, when he was saying the Pharisees, they have removed the key of wisdom, and today is the same thing. For this reason, the Lord has given us this key, and we have it, and we heard he has revealed us his word. He has given us a key. May the Lord this morning gives us the right comprehension or understanding of his word, for us to have that right faith, because Jesus is at the door. We will read some passages of the scripture, and the key is our faith, and my faith and your faith, and we have this key to open the door for Christ to come in. Let us read in Genesis chapter 22. There's something wonderful there which the Lord has shown me. I will tell you just the context. Let's read from verse 14. And Abram called the name at that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time. I said, by myself have I shown, said the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine holy son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the star of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And now let's go in the book of Revelation. Let's go in book of Revelation chapter 1. We can read from verse 17. the second part. Fear not. Here is Jesus speaking to John. Fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven star which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden sticks. The seven star are the angel of the seven churches, and the seven candlestick which thou sawest the seven churches. Amen. May God bless this small meditation and grants us grace. The first thing important that I wanted to tell you, for the victory to be there, for us to possess the door of our enemies, because the Lord has destined us to that, we have to win the battle. We have to win all the battles, also the final battles, because someone has won it for us. The battle is a war. In the war, you can win some battles and lose others. But the Lord Jesus has won the battle, or has won the war. It's true that we are waiting for him, but he has already won, and he won the death. For this reason, he could say, "Oh death, where is your sting?" Then that is what the Lord, our Lord Jesus, what our Lord Jesus has done. The word we just read, Abraham was the last step in which God could give all his inheritance or heritage. Here is about obedience, and this obedience is going beyond a human feeling. Brother is talking about Abraham giving his son. This obedience is beyond the human feeling. God has to remove this feeling from him. Is this true? I want to go slowly for each word to be understood. Isaac was his son, but God has said to him, "Give in sacrifice thy son to me." Everything started from there. Jesus, before to say to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when he's talking about death, what is your victory, or where is your sting? Someone has to experience it, and himself has received it, or has experienced it. We are living a perilous time where more than all the other ages, this word of God is being manifest. How could we go to the rapture if we do not possess the doors of our enemies? And how are we going to possess those doors? We are going to read passages of the scripture. he was at that step, the last step, the most difficult step. For this reason, in Book of Hebrew, the Holy Spirit is saying, through his sufferings, he learned obedience. Hallelujah. The obedience of the word, the obedience of the faith, the submission to the word, submission to the Spirit. For this reason, he could have the key, because he has opened the door. He has the key. You cannot enter without key. God has granted us grace. I'm saying that in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is no that key, or if that door is not open, all the good things, all the revelation that the Lord has given us to prepare us for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is going, this second coming is coming in the same way as the disciple has seen in Acts 1:9-11. Without opening the door, we cannot see all these things. You can come with your intelligence, or you can come with your own wisdom, but you won't understand it. But if this door is open, you have all things revealed to you. We have to possess the doors of our enemy. When they went for a battle to enter in the city, because first they were walled, they were doors, but before to break the door, mighty men, they supposed to be there first. Men with desire to win the battle do not stay behind, but they wanted to win the battle. This victory is for the seed of Abraham, and we have to see whom is the seed of Abraham. It is important that God, in his great wisdom to communicate us before his return, this strength, this authority in our heart to have the door, to come and possess the door of our enemy, the greatest enemy for you. Who is he? Is Franco Forestieri, is yourself. Your great enemy is yourself, is ourselves, our enemies. It's ourselves in unbelief. Brother Branham used to say, how I love this word. If we could just put ourselves aside, you should call yourself, then you put it aside. When Franco is putting himself aside, then Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming forward. He's the one guiding us, and he's the one watching our shoulder. This pestilence has come, and you can see around you fear. Why people are fearing? We do not want to be pride. We do not want to be proud people, but we do not want to lifting us up, but we have to be calm, because it's the grace of God. Is something that God has given in your heart, in my heart, to possess this key and to open the door. It's written, no pestilence will touch you. is written, I'm the Lord who heals you. And as Brother John Franco was saying, sometimes we're forgetting these things. May God remembers these things to us, because they are passages. Then when you remember, them, you possess the door to open that unbelief you have. May God grant us this inside power or strength. Here in Genesis 22 again. And thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. We have to obey to the voice of God, not to the voice of men, not to the voice of Franco Forestieri, but to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Not the word of a man, but the word coming, proceeding out of the mouth of the man anointed with the Holy Spirit. We have to obey to that word. This Jehovah Jireh is providing for all and in all. He has put Abraham in test before to provide for him. In the trials, we are more than conquer, because he is with us in our trials. And he knew, as I told to someone, the Lord, the Eternal One, before before you were born, he promised already to the devil. He bet with him. He say, Franco Forestieri is already a elect. You cannot do anything to him. For this reason, the elect, they cannot be seduced. God has promised or has a bet for them. The elect are people with possessing the keys, and they possessing the door of the enemy, the gate of his enemies. They're possessing the word of God. Here is where the true seed, where is it? For this reason, the seed of the woman, which is the seed of the woman who's supposed to bruise the head of the serpent. For this reason, till today, there is enmity. For this reason, the Lord supposed to put him in trials. Also, our Lord Jesus Christ. For him to conquer, to win the world. And after he resurrected the tombs, the grave, and they were open, Jacob rose up. Abraham, Isaac, because he went in the hell. What we read in the book of Revelation, he said, I have the key. I have the keys of hell and of the death. And he went there, he preached, written in 1 Peter. He went there, he took the key and he opened, because he had the authority to open it. After opening, he took away those who belonged to him, and the devil could not stop them. He could not stop the elect. But today is the same thing. It does say the scripture, the devil could not stop them. May God grant us grace and comes to our help moment after moment to refresh our memory, saying, telling us that you have the key, you possess it, you have the key of sickness, you have the key of sufferances. So for this reason, Franco, you have to put yourself aside. Is it right? And then after that, glorious days, they will take place. And it's what we are waiting for. And God is giving us what God is doing now. He never done it before. To open understandings to his children and giving them the keys of the reign. The key of the reign. On Wednesday, we have spoken about that. Brother Frank has explained these things, and Brother Branham also preached about the same thing. May God let us immerse ourselves in these things and gives us the strength to win the battle. No, I want to say the word war, not the battle, not a small battle. But I was saying, may God grant us strength to win the war and to have assurance that when he will come back, we have the key to open. For us to be raptured, we need faith. Is it true? You need faith. Without faith, you cannot please to God. It is impossible to walk. It is impossible to realize or to understand the secret of God. It is impossible to possess them if you don't have that faith. If there is just wisdom, if there is just human intelligence, the human conscience is against the word of God. You cannot get in. You cannot enter in. The Lord is resist to the pride or to the proud. And the Lord is going to sustain you, support you by the proud spirit. God cannot, he doesn't like it. For this reason, we do not have stories of a personal life. As we kind of see in the Bible, telling Abraham woke up, he went, he had breakfast, he did this, he spoke with his woman. There are not such a story in the Bible. You have to know details that the Spirit of God is revealing to us. Oh, what happened in Crawford in here 76, 79, what happened there about woman, the cousin? We don't need these things. In the Bible, there are no such things. Also today, in the midst of Christian, you say, what he's doing? He's doing this, he's doing that. And do you understand? You want to understand all this, you want to know all these details that they are not, they are useless. But we have to know the faith of the brother, the faith of the sister, the spirit of the brother, the spirit of the sister. This is what defines us. Everything that is honorable, everything that is worthy of praises, that's what we have to look for. How can I possess the door of the enemy, the gate of the enemy? God has granted grace to have the necessary faith, to possess the faith, to possess the key. Let us go in the book of John. Let's go in John chapter 10. Slowly, slowly, the Lord is going to reveal himself to us. John chapter 10, verse 7. Then Jesus said, answer them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not, but Brother Frank repeat this a lot of times. Also, Brother Branham in the book of Amos, they will move from coast to coast, seeking for word, the word of God, but they won't find it. They're changing from church to church, from a brother to a brother, but they don't find the word of God. Why? Because they don't have a key. Because they did not find the door, the right door, and they don't possess the door of enemy. They are just going here and there. Ye shall be saved and shall go in out and find pastures. And verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You know, the mercenaries. The spirit of the mercenary people. A mercenary is a good person. You can see him. He is someone of faith for him, not for other. He said, if I'm good for the rest, I don't care. For the sheep, I don't care about them. I have my salary. I have my wage. I receive a lot of money to do my things. Then the rest, I don't care. You know how many mercenaries are today. For this reason, if the Lord died for, he died for us, and we have to live for him, how come then today not to have this this sensitivity? If you have a key, you can open and close. But if this is not, if you are just looking at yourself, and everything is just about you, everything just about your life, is not so. God, when he has seen Abraham, he did not see this thing in him. But, and he knew. He knew that even if God takes his son, he was able, and he is able to resurrect him. But it's like, if I don't know that you can resurrect him, I'm not going to give it to him. He is my son, is my daughter. God say, no, give me thy son. That was the last trial. For this reason, in book of John, Jesus could say, Abraham has seen my day by vision. He has seen that resurrection. He has seen that Son of God. God came in the flesh. Yahweh, the Eternal, came in the flesh to sacrifice himself for us. He was not Isaac, but that place was his place. We see this wonderful word. He's saying, I'm the door of the sheep. It's important to realize that
God in Jesus Christ sending the message of the end time, as we read in Revelation chapter 1. We understood what were the candlestick, the stars. Today we have a revelation. We know these things. We know the meanings. And today everything become clear. For whom these things have become clear, just for his seed. This is thus said the Lord in the scripture. If you want to say something against what I've said, you can come and show me the scripture. We have to understand whom is part of his seed. We can read in Galatians chapter 3, also the book of Romans. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3. Let's read from verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and to the seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, this good shepherd, whom is the door, is him the seed. Is the seed. In Colossians chapter 2, he's saying he's the firstborn. And we are his brethren, or brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Having the same father, having the same spirit, having the same seed. Hallelujah. This is the seed which will possess the door of his enemy. All the others, they are not. Many have come in my name, or will come in my name, but in Matthew 24, when they asked to the Lord with all those questions, the Lord, what he has told them, kept thyself to be seduced, because many will come in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. And today is about that. For this reason, right today, the Lord is doing the separation. Who possessed the gate of his enemy? The wise virgin, they have stored in themselves the reserve of the food. Don't you think that they possess the door or the gates of their enemies? The foolish virgin, they went to seek for oil, but when they came back, it was late. And they did a mistake. And we do not want to do this mistake. And at the time when it will come, me and you, we have to know that, and we have to be ready. And we will be ready, because there's something in us to understand and to realize that he revealed himself to us. Pardon me, I'm just going here and there in the scripture. Let's go back in Genesis 24. When Rebecca, the future wife of Isaac, also her, in verse 57. And they said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." His brother was saying, let her abide with us a few more days. And Eliezer could say, no, I knew here there was the hand of God. And I've seen the way God has let things happening. And let me go to my servant. And they say, okay, we ask to the damsel. They wanted to ask to Rebecca. And also this morning, let us ask to the damsel. All of us, do you want to go? Hallelujah. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his man. And Rebecca maid servant, his name was Deborah. And they blessed Rebecca and say unto her, "Tell her, our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." Also here, when he's talking about this, the gate of those which hate them. We say, God bless you, God keep you, but here the word says, may thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Also, disciple between them, they used to say, peace be to you. When you went to Israel, we traveled to Israel, and when it was the Sabbath, we were in the hotel room, or in the hotel, you can see Jewish people, Shalom Shabbat. They say Shalom Shabbat. They were greetings, and they were saying Shalom Shabbat. It's a good wish that you can wish to someone to possess the gates of the enemy. And you cannot manage situation that arises in your life without the revelation. You could not understand if for that brother, for that son, for that daughter, you need a strong word or a word with kindness. And God is the one to lead us with the key to have the right word and to bring the brother in the submission of the word of God. If you do not possess this gate, you cannot do it. I thank God for what happened in my life with Braden, aged. May God help us to grow, to be modeled according to His word. When you are still young, it's different, but during your walk, then you are going to become tired, and if you don't possess the key of the gate, you won't make it. But if you possess the gates of thy enemy, you do it, because you are elect, you are the son of God, you are the seed. Amen. God is wonderful. The word of God is deep. How God is great and wonderful. We see also here to Rebecca, they have given him this wish they have wishing her. For this reason, Abraham knew he had suffered in his heart. Elijah was a man with the same nature as us. Jesus the same. He was perfectly man and perfectly God. He suffered as a man, not as God. He went through this hard way with submission in obedience to possess the door or the gate of hell and the death. He's a man who has done it. He was not God. He was a man. For this reason, an angel came to rescue him or to help him. What is your choice? What is my choice? Those people can say and say, Lord, if you have given me this blessing and you have given me also the key, I want to take that key. Give it to me now. Amen. For everything to be under the authority of God, not the authority of man, but authority of God. Let me say this, it's true. All the sons, my sons, your sons, as in Nepal they said, my sons, they grew up and today they have sons, they have children. You can see the seed. But one thing is certain. The one who put himself under the authority of God is going to be a vessel of God. And God is going to use him. And I believe that with all my heart. I always believed so. Let us read in Romans. Let us read a passage in Romans chapter 4. There are key passages of the scripture. Romans chapter 4. From verse 13. Or also first, from 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal. He's talking about Abraham. A seal of righteousness of the faith which he had. Yet, righteousness of the faith. Today, what is your circumcision or a seal of the righteousness of faith? What is about it? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. That is the seal. Is the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. For this reason, Peter, in the day of Pentecost, say, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, being justified by faith, in Romans 5, we have peace in Christ. Not only the baptism, not only justification, but through this justification, you have to reach the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is today. It has to take place today, not when the latter rain will take place. Hallelujah. When the latter rain will come, it's going to come upon people already sealed. I'm saying that in the name of Jesus Christ. He is going to be upon his seed through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ. I want to stop in. So let us continue. Which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be father of all them that believe. Thou they been father, including Franco Forestieri. Thou they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed into them also. Then verse 12. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. You see the key and the door. And verse 17, then, as is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. This is our God. Do you believe it? He resurrected dead people. He quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. For this reason, he went to the hell, and he opened the door. Also, in the day of Pentecost, Peter has the key. Brother Branham, when the Lord has revealed him the seven seals, he has given him also the key. And we are the people who benefit. Who has benefit out of that? Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for the sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Hallelujah. Do you believe in this word of God? These things are for us. This promise for those who believe in it, and for those who our Lord will call them. As we said also on Wednesday, John the Baptist was the door for the Lord Jesus Christ. He opened the door. It's written the doorkeeper opened. The Lord, Jesus Christ was just the following of John the Baptist. The message that Brother Branham has received is just preparing. He's giving us everything for us to reach the rapture, for us to reach to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, everything must be at his place. Everything, every word, hallelujah. Let us read Isaiah 22, 22, 22. And here then is bringing us back to our Revelation. And from verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand. He shall be a father of the inhabitant of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open, and I fasten him as a nail, etc. You see, here is speaking about Christ. Here is true also, he was speaking about the king Eliakim, but he was speaking about Christ. He's the one having the key of David, of the kingdom, of where Isaiah chapter 9 is based upon, about the child who was given to us. He said, if he shut, no one can open. In Revelation chapter 3, you can see the same thing. The age of the open door, the age of Philadelphia was the age of Pentecost, the precious age. Revelation 3, Revelation chapter 3, from verse 7. If the Lord has opened the door, revealing us in this end time, the end time message, who can shut it off or close it? Who can shut it? He has revealed us the seventh seal. Who can shut this door? Who can go back in unbelief? The Lord doesn't permit that to take place. It doesn't permit the door to be shut. It's going to be open till his return. The door is going to be open. This door, you cannot shut it. At every day, at any time, till the rapture, this door is open. The revelation is open. Everything that God has given us through this message, through what he has revealed us, is at our disposition. We have just to open it, to access to it, and to open the door is through Jesus Christ. He is the only person. There's no person on earth that can do it. For this reason, you cannot do I remember the brother is telling something about giving water to donkeys. In John 14, as we read, he said, I'm the truth, the life, and the door. No one can come to me. No one can come to me. John 14. Let us read John 14. It says, no one can come to me except the Father. John 14. Verse 6, second part. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May God help us to remove dust upon us, for us to obey truly to the word of God. It's true. They are all complication or trouble. As Barbara used to say, complication, they will be there. Fellow Church and all the other churches that come out of him, out of her, they are there trying to be an obstacle for the people to get into Christ, to get into revelation. They're presenting evil things to people, and our government is not realizing that it's governed by another government. It's not mafia, as people are saying, but in reality, it's the Catholic Church. It's the prince of this world. It's the prince of this world. For this reason, Italy is finding himself in this situation. Maybe other countries, they do not have this, they are not having this effect upon them. For this reason, the Lord has to give us faith to fight. It is possible that here we have a resistance or Britain are all separated. Everyone is taking his position, saying, I'm right. And I do not want to have anything to do with you. I'm right. Do you believe they have the key, or they possess the gate of the enemy? May God grant us grace. This thing is clear. It's clear that they don't possess. May God grant grace to the brethren who believe to the word of God, true word of God, to possess the door of the enemy. Where there is still the carnal or pride, superiority, because you want to be lift up above someone or something, there is no key there, and you cannot possess that door, the gate of the enemy. May God bless our heart. All the treasures are behind the door. They are there, closed in the life of the unbelief or unbeliever. It's just to open. May God grant us grace to enter in and to obey. Obedience is more than sacrifice. You have to possess the door, the gate of our enemy. You can see Saul and also David. Look at Abraham. He possessed he has possession of the gate of the enemy. But as a human, he had a human fear, and he said that is my sister in Egypt. But the Lord is not saying Abraham being unbelief, or Abraham was unbeliever. He did not believe to me. But the Lord defend him. But the Lord defend him. Because God has said, he has said it. What God has elect is elect. The promise that God has done, he has already done it. He is not going to repent. He's not going to come back to his word. For this reason, we have to believe to the word of God. For this reason, God said to Abraham, pray to this man, Abimelech. And if my servant, pray over you, even though when you see, humanly speaking, the mistake was of Abraham, but although that God has gone beyond the error, the mistake, the human mistake, because God is looking in Jesus Christ through you, the revelation in you, and the word in you. God is looking upon that. He's not looking at your mistakes. And you cannot do anymore what you want. And you are like seal. You cannot act the way you want. And God has swore, has said, you'll be so. You can read it in Hebrews chapter 6. That's hot. Or the covenant that the Lord has made, God has made with him. May God grant us still today the possibility help we hear 1 Peter 3:19, where he's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ going to hell. He went to hell to preach. His goal was to save. To save his bride, to save his seed, his own seed. This is his seed. Or that was his seed. I won't stop here. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of passages of scripture. Hebrews 6:13, where is the Lord is swearing upon himself. We read also in 1 Peter. In Luke 11:52, Daniel chapter 2 or chapter 12, where he's speaking about the wisdom to grow. May God control his people. Hallelujah. What we have said is written in the word of God. May God strengthen us in our heart and also in our souls, and every single day more and more. For this reason, the Lord is gathering his people, is gathering his seed, those who have made a covenant with him through the blood of Jesus Christ, a true covenant in Eden, already in the Garden of Eden. Is lamb the lamb. We did not read it, but it's written in Galatians 4. And now there is a eternal covenant, and God has put or included us in this path, in this covenant. May God bless each brother who is listening, or families, and may God support them, sustain them for this last battle, and it's the last step. For this reason, the tiredness is there, and the devil is trying to. We all are in flesh, in this body, and I mean flesh, in this body, we are influenced by what is around us. But if we see we see that every single day the Lord is renewing the inner man for us to reach that perfection, because in the heaven is already in that way. Hallelujah. For this reason, we have to reach that form, that image. For this reason, when something happened, you say, no, again, this time I do not want to go. I will stay home this time. But then you put yourself before the Lord. And when you go before the Lord, he leads you. For this reason, resistance. If there is a resistance and you have the key, you can open that resistance. But if you don't have that resistance, if you don't have that key, you cannot open it. If you have faith, you can open. If you don't have faith, you cannot open. And that wall is going to be there. And you'll be staying always in that position. And it's going to be hard for you to change. But God is changing heart and is transforming heart. Here is the true blessing, what he has done. Everyone, all the elect, they will reach, or they will reach that level, and because they will reach that because God has predestinated them to get in that level. Let us stand. Let us sing a song. Jesus is speaking to me through his love, and with me he walks every day, and his voice I hear in my heart saying, wait my return. I'm Jesus your Savior, and in the heaven I bring thee to rejoice of the glory with me, and blessed I make thee. The voice of my Savior, I listen to it, and it's full of love. And he says to me, do not fear, I'm in your heart. I'm Jesus. Jesus is your Savior. I bring thee in heaven to rejoice the glory with me. Blessed I make thee. Happy I follow the Lord when in joy and also in sadness or sufferings. He speaks to me, I'm your Savior. Dwell or abide in my heart. I'm Jesus. Jesus, I save you. I bring thee in heaven to rejoice the glory with me. Bless I make thee. that the Lord has spoken to us through His precious word again this morning, and He has granted us grace, and it's a time of grace. We want to spend this time for His name. We want to spend it for the Lord to be pleased of His children. Difficulties of life sometimes they bring us to do choices, and may God grant us grace to choose what He wants, what He desires, and how the way He wants it. This is the important thing. If not, we are going to be left behind, and we are going to be self. It's going to be that the foolish virgin telling us or asking us of our oil, but we cannot do it. And it's a sufferance, mostly when it's about family, and God is the one who has to help us. If the word is revealed to us, therefore there is a light in our midst. And if the light is illuminating us, we are going to do the right things because we are in the righteousness of God. May God bless us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Because Brother Francesco has to do a course or training. Upon that his work depend. We pray the Lord to help him for him to reach or to achieve it. Let us pray for that. And also for this Sister Carmine. Carmela, Sister Carmela. Hallelujah. She was baptized in Naples many years ago, and she had the virus now. It's the name that the people have given to this thing. Do you want to have the key which opens and gives us possibility to possess the gates of our hell? Even though she's not with us, she's far, we pray, and many times the Lord has delivered us. Praying, we have seen the revelation. Let's bow our heads down and believe with all our heart. We, being the church of Jesus Christ, being the seed of Christ, let us believe that the promises they were made for us, the promise that God has made in Jesus Christ, they are ours. And also to pray for the sick and to call upon the name of Jesus Christ for those who are suffering and are in the needs. Before there is Jesus Christ, there is no sickness. Yourself has said, I'm the eternal, who heals all your sickness. And you came to the cross to accomplish this promise. By your stripes, we were healed. We pray for Carmela, for you to heal her. For there is no name of virus that can exist before thee. They are human things, but the spirit, this evil spirit is beyond that one to kill people. But we are your children. We are coming before thee in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know you are going to destroy this demon, this evil spirit, this demon that people is called coronavirus. We praying in the name of Jesus Christ. We are all united under the authority of your word, under the authority of the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, to invoke or to call upon thy name. And we believe that you exhaust our prayers. We believe that truly with our heart, act for the glory of thy name, for the sake of your name, and bring her back, oh Lord, bring her back to Italy. Because where she's finding herself is in the dangerous place. You are the only refuge. Oh Lord, help each one of us to be hidden in you. Help us in Jesus Christ, the rock of ages, rock of my life. You are the eternal refuge. For small and big, for young, for all people, you are the wonderful Heavenly Father. What a grace you have given us to know the name of Jesus Christ. And also for those who are sick here, we calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, for everything to be put at its place and for the devil to depart. Yes, Lord, because they are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, because you are watching over your word. We thank thee, we give you praises. And also the way you are exhorting us to take our position. You have given us this possibility to possess the gate of our enemies. You are the key. Faith in Jesus Christ. And you are the door. And we, for this reason, we trust thee. And we know you will accomplish what you have started. You will finish. Do not stop to take care of your sheep everywhere they are, who also included each one of us here. We are sheep of thy pastures. We thank you for all you have done, for the blood shed, for the work of Golgotha. We adore you and we thank thee with our heart. Grant grace for the young people who still have to come to you, children of thy children. Do touch their heart for them to come to you. You are the author of life. Grant grace to you, honor, adoration in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you.